Dave Preisler, Chief Executive Officer of the Minnesota Pork Producers, joins us now. Dave, I'm really looking forward to Pork Congress next week. Really disappointed that it was canceled last year, but then a lot of things were canceled last year.
Yeah, there really just was not any other choice last year. And so, we're excited about the return of Pork Congress. You know, we're in a new location. We're going to be here in Mankato at the Convention Center. And, we've got a sold-out trade show. We're really excited about the seminars that we've got on tap. And then our annual meeting will be on Wednesday afternoon.
In terms of enough space, because that's one of the major limiting factors of an event as big as Pork Congress. And I kind of enjoyed seeing some of the big equipment at the Convention Center. Maybe that didn't fit into the Convention Center in Mankato?
You're exactly right. We actually did put a limit on the number of booth spaces that folks could have because, it is a smaller space. And now you're still going to see all the exhibitors that we've been used to seeing, plus even some new ones, which we're excited about. The trade show will be not only on the hockey arena floor, but also in the more trade show area part of the convention center. And that's something that was just actually added on here in Mankato a few years ago.
So maybe they got the word, too, that they needed a little bit more room a year or two ago then.
Yeah, they've known that for a while, and it just takes time to work through the financing and construction of that. And, and again, they've had that now for a few years where they've got that extra space. I mean, otherwise, 5 or 6 years ago, quite honestly, we would not have been able to even come close to fitting in Mankato. But now it's a different story as they've added space.
As long as I can remember, Pork Congress was at the Minneapolis Convention Center, kind of excited. And if this works well, maybe it will stay in Mankato. Or if the thoughts of the board or the people that are attending, we kind of like it better up in the cities, you could always go back, I guess.
Yeah, and we really just have got a one-year agreement here in Mankato. I mean, we've got an option for next year, but really it's a one-year agreement. And you're exactly right, Jerry. We're going to see how things go, and then our board will make a decision after completion of this experience this year as to if we continue to stay here or look at other options.
But typically, too, you need, as you alluded to it, a lot of meeting rooms. There's a lot of seminars going on, a lot of other things going on. So it's more than just the exhibitors.
You're exactly right. And so it's a combination of things. The one thing that will be probably a little more challenging is that, we don't have the hotel space in Mankato that you do in Minneapolis. And so people are going to be kind of spread out from a standpoint of in different hotels if they've chosen to stay overnight. But I think the other thing that we anticipate anyway is that since we have it in Mankato, we'll be closer to where more of the hog farms are. And so we also anticipate that we'll have people that will maybe just come in for the day and take advantage of the seminars and the trade show and then probably drive home instead of staying overnight if it would have been in Minneapolis. So we'll see how that dynamic plays out, and I think it's one of those things we're not going to know for sure until we get to the end of next week.
What are some of the seminars and the speakers, Dave? That's always great interviews for me when I get to some of those.
Yeah, we're really excited about the lineup we've got. On Tuesday, and this would be in the morning, we've got a couple of different panels, actually three different panels, one that we'll be looking at something that's new for the pork industry called a swine health improvement plan. And so the folks that are working with that are going to give their perspective along with some farms. And really what that is kind of a precursor to having more preparation and early detection of any sort of foreign animal disease. And I'd really encourage producers to attend that seminar to get more information about that. That starts at 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning. Then at 10:30, we have a seminar on sustainability, and that's something that we've been spending a lot more time on a state level, and our national organizations have also. And you'll get to hear about, really what goes on with sustainability and goals and metrics, and then some on-farm case studies that we've been working with a pilot program here in Minnesota. Then in the afternoon, we're going to have a panel discussion on PRRS with some veterinarians and, again, another owner head of production on a farm. And with some of their experiences, we've seen some new variants of PRRS, and we want to be able to kind of have more of an open discussion on that and see how things either should or shouldn't be approached differently. Then I'd say the piece that is going to be, I think we'll have a lot of interest on Wednesday morning, is that we do have a seminar looking at, you know, inflation and interest rates and all those sorts of things, so things that are going on just in the kind of the financial markets. And then our keynote on Wednesday is going to be David Wasserman, and he's based out of Washington, D.C., and you see him on a number of the, you know, national political shows, and you know, he's nonpartisan and really specializes in elections and election analysis. And the timing on that should be pretty good, because we should know literally that day if what our new districts are in Minnesota. That is slated to probably come out on the 15th, and so we may know that, and so he can be able to talk to some of that, and how that fits in from a federal level, and plus we'll see what our new districts are from a state level.
You mentioned the one that kind of perked my interest even more with what's going on with all the carbon credits and all of that and the sustainability. So I'm guessing that will kind of be talking a little bit about how that might play out with the carbon credits and maybe what that might mean for pork producers too, Dave?
Yeah, I think we're still early on the carbon credit piece. You know, there are some companies that are out there purchasing credits from farmers. I would call that, you know, we're really at the very, very early stage of that. And but there are a few farms that have started to participate in that market. At this point, it looks like it does not generate a lot of revenue at this point. But I think as some of that matures and we get better at measuring and we're able to kind of pool some credits, there may be some more value that starts to come from that. But I think it's good for farmers to start to understand more what that may end up meaning. And I think also just to give them more information to make sure they're asking the right questions as they get approached by folks that may want to purchase their credits.
One seminar I was at and interviewing the speaker, he said the ideas are way ahead of the science to measure the results of those ideas, and he said we do need to be careful. This is kind of like right now early, as you mentioned. His definition of early was like the wild, wild west.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of folks that have described it that way, and I think that's something that is extremely important for farms to understand, is that, you know, if you are going to sell credits, those credits need to be actually verifiable, and so which means there's going to have to be a measurement piece and an accountability piece to that. And just to make sure that those things and those practices that you've implemented in order to generate those credits are something that are going with the length of the contract that you signed, because if not, there may be risk of violating the contract and having to pay money back and those sorts of things that farms really need to be aware of as they start evaluating those programs.
Well, sure looking forward to seeing everybody in the pork industry next week, Dave.
You know, we are too. We got a little flavor of seeing a lot of folks together in one spot as far as pork producers at World Pork Expo in Des Moines last summer. And we're really looking forward to seeing people here next week and just, you know, having conversations and a laugh. And just, again, the social side of it is important. And a lot of business gets taken care of while people are there, and again, we're just really looking forward to it.
Dave Preisler, CEO of the Minnesota Pork Producers Association.